Start your day the Torah way. Rav Moshe Klarberg, please.
The subject we want to discuss today is what's known as lab-grown meat, which is known also as clean meat. The reason it's known as clean meat is because it's basically an advertising gimmick to infer that the meat that we're eating is not clean. And instead of having the meat, which comes from behemoths, which graze in the fields, instead, they can grow meat from cells and behemoths, which are taken from the meat, from a bal chai. And this meat, these cells are put into a machine in a lab, which is called a bioreactor. And the bioreactor has various atmospheric conditions inside it, which can be adjusted. And they also introduce various different proteins into the bioreactor to feed these cells. And the cells grow and multiply until they become an actual piece of meat. And a lab is a lot cleaner than a field, so it's called clean meat. It's becoming very popular. It's not in the market yet, but the concept is very popular, and there's a lot of interest in it, especially if people who don't want to eat meat for ethical reasons. This satisfies them somehow. And there are quite a number of companies in the United States and other places which are developing this technology in order to put meat on the supermarket shelves. And apparently the taste will be comparable or better than regular meat. And apparently the price will be cheaper than regular meat, and it will be very attractive. And a number of these companies have turned to us, I mean the OU, for Hashgacha. So the question obviously is, assuming that all the ingredients are kosher, which is not problematic, the question is, what is it? Is it basar or is it not basar? Is it fleishig or is it not fleishig? Is there a din of basar b'chalav or not? And many other shaylas can also be related to this problem.
What about the original cells? Are they even a chai?
And what about the original cells we've been asked over here? Are they even min a chai, or are they not even min a chai? That's an excellent question, which we will discuss. What is the halacha status of these cells, which I must add at this point, are not nira la'ayin? You can't see these cells, right? So what status do they have? And once we know what status they have, what is the status of something which comes from it, which is derived from it, or is the cells multiply, and then you have a new item, what is the status of that item? And that's all part of this shaila. So a lot of tshuvas have been written about this shaila. This is a shaila which has bombarded the poskim in the last 5 years or so. And as it's developing, more and more shaylas are coming up. For example, only last week, a company approached us and asked us about technology which they've developed, where they can produce, or they're working on producing, a chicken fillet, mamish to make a schnitzel, a chicken fillet. And this chicken fillet is taken from cells, and these cells come from fertilized eggs. So it's not coming from basar, it's coming from an egg. And an egg is certainly not fleishig, as we know. It's not basar. We're talking about, that's a good point, it's an important point. What about sheretz ha'oif? An egg which is developed inside is a sheretz ha'oif, it's awesome. They're saying that they can take it from immediately after fertilization, before it's a sheretz ha'oif. So it's a regular power of an egg. And they can take the cell from there, and from that they can develop a schnitzel, a chicken, a piece of chicken. So even if we say that a piece of meat which comes from cells, which comes from meat, is fleishig, that's maybe because the original basar was fleishig. But over here, the original isn't fleishig, it's an egg. So maybe it's different. So let me just tell you at this point, this is not the forum to paskin any shailas. This is a forum simply to discuss the shaila and the tzdodim lekan ulekan. So, it starts with the Gemara in Sanhedrin. The Gemara says in Sanhedrin, Omar Reb Yehuda Marav, Odom Harishin lehuter lehbosor leachile. Odom Harishin was not allowed to eat bosor. Dechsiv, we learn from a posuk, lochem yie lo ochlo, lochol chayas ha sode. Lochol chayas ha oretz. Vloi chayas ha oretz lochem. So the Gemara is medayik, that chayas ha oretz is not for you, so you can't eat it. Ukeshebo b'nei noyach, hitir lohem. And the Gemara learns that also from a posuk. That's the Gemara. Then the Gemara afterwards asks a kasha. Meisevei. Hoyo Reb Yehuda ben Tema Oimer. Odom HaRishon Mesev b'Gan Eden Hoyo. Odom HaRishon was sitting, reclining in Gan Eden. V'hoyu Malachei HaShoreis Tzoylim Loi Bosor U'mesanenim Loi Yayin. The Malachei HaShoreis, no less, was serving him, and they would grill meat for him, and mesanenim Loi Yayin, and they would prepare wine for him, and they would serve him wine. He had Bosor v'Yayin. Hitzvitz boi nochosh, the nochosh saw him, v'roh b'chvoidoi, and he saw the tremendous kovod, the respect that he was receiving from the Malachi HaShoris, v'niskana boi, and he was jealous. And that's where it all started. So the Gemara's kashi is, that where you're saying that what? That Adam HaRishon wasn't allowed to eat basar. Here we see the Malachi HaShoris were grilling meat and serving it to him. Says Rashi, tzolim loy basar, so we see it was mutil to eat behemus v'chayis. So the Gemara answers, "Hosom bebosor hayored min hashomayim." Over there, it's talking about bosor hayored min hashomayim. Came from shomayim, special piece of bosor came from shomayim, and that's what they were grilling to serve him. So the Gemara says, "Ask the kashuv miike bosor hayored min hashomayim." Who ever heard of such a thing? Who ever heard of basar yored min hashamayim? So the Gemara says, there is such a thing. Ki ha de Rab Shimon ben Chalafte, by Rab Shimon ben Chalafte, there was such a maise. Have a ko'ozil be'ulcha, he was walking on his way, pogu boi hanech ayir basar, and he met some lions. To have a konohami le'apei. And they were hungry, and they wanted to eat him, and they were growling. Omar, he said, it was a mispalel. Hakfirim shoyagim latoref. So he davened and he was a mispalel to the Rabbi Nishal Olam that the lions are looking for food. So nechisule tarta at moso. So two pieces of meat came down from Shomayim. Two pieces of meat came from Shomayim. So the Gemara says, chodo achluha v'chodo shavkua. One piece the lions ate and the other one was left over. I say, so he took this piece of meat, and he took it into the base medrash. And he asked him about it. Is it a dover tohir? Or is it a dover tohir? Can we eat it? Or can we not eat it? Why would it be a dover tome? Maybe we have to be choshesh that it came from a behemoth meyer. Maybe we should be choshesh that it didn't have a heter shchita. Maybe it comes from a treife. What halacha does it have? Amruloi, ein dover tomei yored min hashamayim. A Dor V'Tomei doesn't come from Shomayim. So it's kosher. Bo minei Reb Zeira mi Reb Avohu. So Reb Zeira asked the Shaila for Reb Avohu, Yodu l'idmus chamoir ma'u. What's the halacha? If something comes down, it looks like a chamoir. It comes from Shomayim. Omar Lei, so he said, Yarud Na'ale. It's a lotion of Zilzul. It's not a good question. Omar Lei, we've already said, Ein Dovot Tomei Yored Min HaShomayim. So it's the same thing. This is not going to happen. The Mus Chamoir will not happen. And Rashi adds, and if it does, it will be Tohoir. So, some ask a kasha on this Gemara. What did the Gemara say? The Gemara asked the kasha like this. Rav said that Adam Arishon was not allowed to eat meat. The Braisa says he ate meat. The Gemara said at Teretz that ain't Dovah Tomei Yurid Min HaShomayim. It's Nishkal Dovah Tomei. Why didn't the Gemara answer if it comes from Shomayim, it's not Bozo? Posh the Teretz. If it comes from Shomayim, it's not Bozo. And the Gemara didn't answer that. So the Merchia from this Gemara, that Bosa HaYurid Min HaShomayim has a shame, Bosa, but it's not a Dovah Tomei. It's Mutter. So if Bosa HaYurid Min HaShomayim is Bosa, so you see that Bosa does not have to, if Bosa HaYurid Min HaShomayim is Bosa, so you see that Bosa does not have to be sourced from meat in order to have a shame Bosa. So it's called Bosa. So whatever the situation is over here, with this boso which comes from cells, which comes from a Baal Chai, it makes no difference what it was before. It's boso, and that's the end of the story. It was cells in the middle, and it wasn't Nir al-Ain. That doesn't bother us. Boso is boso. It looks like boso. It smells like boso. It tastes like boso. It cooks like boso. Tzoylin loy boso. It is boso. We could possibly be Madchid Araya. You know why it's Boso? Because it was Min HaShomayim. The same Shomayim, the same Rebbeinu Shalom which creates a behemoth which has Boso in it, the same Rebbeinu Shalom created this Boso in the Shomayim as well. So it's called Boso. Masha Ein Kein, if we create Boso, that doesn't have a shame Boso, that's artificial. Einu Doima. Similarly, the Gemara says in Menachos, Boy Reb Zeira. Interestingly, it's the same Reb Zeira that asked the Shaila about the Chamoir. Chitim sheyordu ba'ovim. Chitim, wheat, which comes down with clouds, from the clouds. Mahu, what is the halacha? Does it have halacha of chitim? Or does it not have halacha of chitim? How do chitim come down from clouds? Says Rashi. Sheyordu ba'ovim. Im hamotor, with the rain. Kesheshosu ha'ovim boikiyanus, when the clouds absorb from the ocean, bolu sfinom leochitim, it absorbed a sfinom leochitim, and the chitim went up into the ovim, into the clouds in the shomayim, and afterwards it brought them, and they came down again, together with the rain. What's the halacha? What's the suffix? Let's see what the Gemara says. The Gemara says, Lamai, what's your shaila? Ile menoches, you want to know if you can use it for menoches. Amai loy, so why not? Chitim is chitim, why can't you use it for menoches? Elo l'shtei alechem. You can use it for shtei alechem. That's the shaila. Why is shtei alechem different to menoches? So the Gemara says, mi moish v'seichem amarachmona. The Torah says it has to be moish v'seichem from your dwelling. So maybe you can't use these chitim which were absorbed from somewhere in Chutz La'aretz and brought to Eretz Yisrael, so they're possible. Maybe you can't use Chutz La'aretz. Maybe aval do'avim shapir domi. Do'avim is okay because it's not called Chutz La'aretz. Maybe it has to be dafke moshvei seichem. So avim is also possible. That's the Gemara's suffix. And then the Gemara says, can such a thing really happen that chitim come flying down from Shamayim? So the Gemara tells the story that it was Shaykh. Says Tosfos, chitim sheyordu ba'avim, perish bekuntres sheshosu ba'okyanus, ubolu sfinu mendeo chitim, like Rashi. V'koshel Rabbeinu Tam, says Rabbeinu Tam, I don't understand this pshat of Rashi. Why not? What kind of heter is it that they came through the ovim? Lemaisa, originally they were in Chutz La'aretz. And Chutz La'aretz is Chutz La'aretz. The fact that you brought it and imported it to Eretz Yisrael through ovim, that won't make a difference. Because it has to be in Moshe Seichem, and it's not. And if it started off in Eretz Yisrael, so it went up to the clouds. Why should that pass the chitim? The chitim started off. So that's what it is. That's what it stays. Elo nirali, says Tosfos, Rabbeinu Tam holds, da'al yidei nes yordu ba'ovim. It was a miracle. It was a miracle that the chitim came down from Shomayim as a miracle. Says Tosfos, ki hanu at mosa de perek arbe mises. Like we just learned in Sanhedrin. That Gemara Tosfos brings us a raya. So Tosfos learns that the chitim over here is the same shaila as the Gemara by the Boso. And so what's the shaila of the Gemara? It says in the post that it has to be Mimosh Voseichem. So now these chitim which come from Shomayim, they originated in Shomayim, so maybe it's not called Mosh Voseichem. Or maybe we say, no, it is called Mosh Voseichem. Mosh Voseichem only means to exclude Chutz La'aretz, but it doesn't mean to exclude anything else. So Ba'ovim will be kosher. No. So why don't we passel these chitim? Why don't we passel these chitim? Because they didn't grow in the ground? They didn't grow like normal chitim grow? So then we chiyah from here, that because that's not a sibba. That's not a sibba to passel. If it looks like chitim, tastes like chitim, it is chitim. And Mamela, that's why the Gemara says here that the whole topic is if it's called Moish Veisechem. But the Gemara doesn't worry about the fact that maybe it's not even called chitim, even though it didn't come through agriculture. There's another raya brought from Hashem, the Achronim, in Hilchos Chanukah, that the Beis Yosef, the famous kasha that the Beis Yosef asks, why were they mesaken 8 days for Chanukah? Avada the Pach Shemen, like the Gemara says, Beferish and Shabbos, had enough oil for 1 day, so the nest was only for 7 days. So the teretz is that the shemen was nisrabe. According to some, the teretz was nisrabe in the first day as well. So memele you had a ribui every single day. So memele that was the lesson. That's why you have 8 days of hoidah on Chanukah. Interestingly, I heard only a couple of weeks ago on Shabbos Chanukah for Reb Don Segal, another teretz to this kasha. He said over from Reb Shmuel Rozovsky zichrono livracha, that Reb Shmuel said that Lechoyle, there's another kasha. B'nei Vino, Yimei Shmoino, Kovu, Shiru, Nonim. You need B'nei Vino to understand that you have to have Hoidor for the Rabbeinu Shalom when he does a Nes. So the Alter from Kelim said that they understood at this time, on Chanukah, Lechol Ha'oimek, that there is no difference between Nes and Teva. Just like oil burns naturally, so too can burn unnaturally, b'derech nes. And there's absolutely no difference. And at that time in Hanukkah, they understood that l'chol ha'oimek, and for that gufa, they had to give a hoidah. Said Rav Shmuel Rozovsky, that is, first of all, pshat. B'nei vino, yimei shmoy ne'akovul shir ronanim. That's, you need b'nei vino to understand that. And that is the telos of the Beis Yosef's kasha, why the Otaka had 8 days and not 7 days. But I'll call upon him. The Velt says over B'Shem Rab Chaim Brisker, that Al Kochach, the Shemen, did not increase. Because had the Shemen increased, then I would have Shemen Neis. Shemen Neis is not Shemen Zayis. And if it's not Shemen Zayis, it's possible Hadlocker. The Torah says Shemen Zayis Zoch. This is not Shemen Zayis Zoch, this is Shemen Neis. Says Rab Chaim, it must be that the oil did not change quantitatively, but only qualitatively. And the shemen burnt, that amount of shemen burnt for 8 days. There was no ribui in the shemen. So some say, look, according to the Rav Poskim who answer that it was nisrabe, the shemen was nisrabe, so now we know that something which is nisrabe has a din of the thing itself. Yeah? It's nisrabe bederech nes, it's still the thing itself. So it's shemen zayis. And others say, no. And no, look at Reb Chaim's teretz. It's not just Reb Chaim. If you look in the Kli Chemdo, in Parshas Vayakel, you'll see the same teretz. B'Shem Neger Rebbe. That we see from there that Shemen Zayis, Shemen Neis is not Shemen Zayis. And they couldn't use Shemen Neis. Why? Because if it's not from the source, then it doesn't have the halacha of the thing itself. It's an ayazach. It's a new invention. It's a new creation. And the new creation can't be considered Shemen Zayis. Again, it's possible to be matre the raya and say, no, where the Torah says specifically you need shemen zayis zoch. So the Torah says you need shemen zayis zoch. Shemen zayis zoch means the shemen you've got to extract it from the shemen, from the zayis. If it comes from shemayim, did you extract it from the zayis? You didn't extract it from the zayis. So maybe it is the same thing, maybe it's not the same thing, but in this particular case for the menorah, there's a requirement that you extract it. If you didn't extract it, it's possible. I'll call upon him. So far, what we've been discussing is whether something which is a totally new entity, but it's also totally identical to something that we know about, like Bosor with Bosor, Chitim with Chitim, Shemen with Shemen. If something is a totally new entity, whether it has the halacha of the original, or whether it has the halacha of what it looks like or not. That's what we've been discussing till now. But there's another shaila which was mentioned here before. What is the halacha of the cells which are not nir la'ayin? There's a chazanish in Bechoyres, in Daftes. The chazanish brings the bakanta machloikis, which the Rosh in Ketzad Mevorachim brings. When the Gemara says about the brocha boirei atze besomim, and it says that chutz mi musak, the only perfume which you don't say boirei atze besomim is musak. Why? So the Rosh says the min chayohi. It comes from a chaya shemevorchim all of boirei minei besomim and not boirei atze besomim. What is musak? Yesh oimrim shah musak huzeyes chayo. It's the perspiration of a chayo. V'nochen Yosef says the Rosh, Shechayo Yoduahi, there is a very well known chayo, specific animal, which he doesn't tell us the name. Sheyesh lo chatoiteres betzavora, it has a hump on its neck. Umiskabetz shom tchilo ke'ein dam, and it excretes blood on the chatoiteres, on the hump, and that blood stays there, and it's misasif there. V'yachakach choyze v'nase musak. This dam then goes through some kind of transformation and it turns into what's called musak, and that musak has a very pleasant aroma and it's used as a perfume. Says the Rosh, what's the story with this musak? You want to use it, for example, as an ingredient in food to give it an extra flavor. Mitzad echad, why not? It's musak. It's a perfume. Mitzad sheni, it's derived from dam. So Harama Halevi Hoyo Oisod Oisod Lo Ochloi. He says you can't eat it. Mipnei Cheshash Dam. It's derived from blood. V'Rav Rabbeinu Yoina Pirish. The Esher Litten Boitam Lahatir. We could be Matir. V'Loimar the Pirish Be'Almuhu. Af Al Pirish Mitchilo Hoyo Dam. Loi Chayshinan Lahochi. Even though it started out as dam, that doesn't concern us. The bosa hashta azlinan, because we look at the situation present. And presently, it's not dam. So if it's not dam presently, it's mutter. And the Rebbeinu Yoina brings a raya. Shaharei hadvash im nofal boi chaticha shel iser. Honey, if a chaticha of nevela, for example, falls into the honey, ve'af al gav shah iser nimuach besoich hadvash, even if the nevela in the dvash becomes absorbed into it and it dissipates into it. Kevin should derech advash lahachzir hadova hanoifel lesoichay dvash k'moy dvash daininalei. Since honey has the characteristic that when something falls into it, it transforms it into honey, says the Rabbeinu Yoina, umutter, and it's mutter to eat that whatever it is, the iser which fell in. Hochanami, afa pisha mitchilo hoyo dam, kevin the yotza mit toiras dam, it's no longer dam, bosa hashta azlinon, afa pisha noisin tam, le shvach betavshil, it's 100% mutter because we do not look at the original, just like in dvash, we don't look at the original iser which fell into it. And the Rosh concludes, venire, to afilu rayoso tzricho raya, even the raya that the Rosh brings, that the Rabbeinu Yoina brings from dvash, we need a raya for that as well, because who told him this halacha? So the Chazon Ish in Bechoris is very marich about this machlokes, the Rama Alevi and the Rabbeinu Yoina, and asks many kashas. One of the kashas he asks is, even if you want to say that something which goes through a transformation and has a totally new tzura is aponim chadoshes and it should be mutter, but what happened to the iser of goyrim? We know that a groma, something which is causative of something else, can be also. The new entity can be also. We know that if there's two gromas, ze veze goyrim, it can be mutter in many cases. Ze veze goyrim also has limitations in the Gemara and Avodah Zarah, but one goyrim is for sure also. So what does it help me that the dam is transformed into dvash, or what does it help me that the iser was transformed from dam to musak, but it's a goyrim, and if it's a goyrim, it'll certainly be also. So on this kasha, the Chazon Ish says that a shinui is not called a goyrim. We have to differentiate between a shinui and a goyrim. A goyrim is something which causes something else. A shinui is a new entity. It was one thing and it is a new thing. That is not, does not have the iser of goyrim. That's far better than a goyrim. So I just want to tell you the maskona of the Chazon Ish. The Chazon Ish says the following, and I'm going to read the words of the Chazon Ish, and bear in mind that this Chazon Ish was first printed, the first edition was printed 73 years ago, and at the time, biochemistry was at best in its infancy, but this is what the Chazon Ish said. If somebody can extract through chemistry atomim, atoms, mi isur from something which is osur, nevela, treifa, eva milachai, v'noisnim oisam acharkach lemaichel lesaknoi, and then these atoms, these cells, are then introduced to a heter, to food, to be mesakin the food, if in between stage 1 and stage 2 there's a stage where it's nifsal meachilas odom, it can't be used at all for eating, not even as an additive, Even though you intend to use it as an additive where it will be roi le'achila, mutter. But if it wasn't nifsal in the middle, there's no stage where it's nifsal mi'achila, tolui b'machloikas hari v'harosh. That'll be tolui in this machloikas rishonim, and you look in the Mishnah Berurah, it tells you how to paskin in this machloikas rishonim, that's a different story. If we were to take the liberty to apply this klal of the Chazon Ish to this new technology that the cells are removed from a piece of bosor and they're then grown into something, a new entity, a new chatichas bosor. So these cells, lechoire, should be even better than something which was nifsal me'achile that the Chazon Ish is talking about. Nifsal me'achile, I have a metzias here, but it's nifsal me'achile. Cells are nothing. Cells, as far as we're concerned, if it's not nira la'ayin, we don't find that the Torah gives any chashivas to things which you don't see. So lechoire, it should be even better than that, and there should be no problem with taking cells, even from a nevela or from a behemoth mea, and using it to make a kosher piece of meat. But it's not poshut. It's bechal not poshut. Let me just tell you, before we go further, I want to tell you what it says in Igros Moshe, and I'll tell you what Rav Shlomo Zalman writes in Minchas Shlomo. The emphasis is, when we have foods which are produced with bacteria, right? So we know today that bacteria is full of living organisms, and these organisms should have the din of toiloim, din of shrotzim. How can we use them? I'm sorry? Yeah. Microscopic. Says Rav Moshe Feinstein. Mashi mutorim lechol kol dvorim shenischamtsu. Af sheyedua shenischamtsim al yedei toiloim. Sheroyim oysom b'microscope. You see these toiloim in a microscope? They're there. Mipnei shahatoyra loy osro. The Torah only asked toiloim and shkotzim and ramosim which are visible to the naked eye. He's writing this tshuva to somebody who was a descendant of Rav Simcha Zelig from Brisk, and he writes, like you said, you heard from your grandfather, Hagoyen Rav Simcha Zelig Zatzal, Asher Kein Omar Hagoyen Rav Chaim Alevi Mibrisk, that the Chaim said the same svora. There's no yisur on things which are not visible to the naked eye. If you want to prove it, you don't have to prove it from bacteria. The air that we breathe is full of shkotzim and ramosim of the same nature. And every breath that a person takes, you breathe in several thousand of these toiloim. Maybe even millions of these toiloim. You've got to say that these are not included in the Isser of Shkotzim and Ramosim, even though they're identical to the Shkotzim and Ramosim, if not for the fact that you can't see them. Even us, Miners of miners, he says, k'tanim. Nevertheless, we know that this is a svara pshuta, and you don't need to be gdoyle toyer to understand this. Kiloi huskeze begamora, there's no such mention of this in Chas. V'chol adoyreis haksherim hagoinim v'hatzadikim v'chazidim lo yishtamshu b'microscope. He says, nobody ever used microscopes in previous generations. U'boru shehim kikimu kol dinei ha-toyre v'lo enichshelu b'shum dover. They were never nichshul in anything, even boinus, and it can't be that you have to use a microscope to see what you're eating. So, if that's true, it should follow. Not if that's true, that is true. But if that's applicable over here, it should follow that these cells also have no metzias in halacha. And now I'm dealing with a totally new entity of meat. It should have nothing to do with what we had before. But it's not true. Let me read to you what Rav Shlomo Zalman says. Shlomo Zalman is talking about genetic engineering, where cells were transferred from one item to another item. For example, if you want to extend the growing season for strawberries, they don't grow in cold weather. So what they do is they take cells from an Arctic fish, a dactome, and they then somehow insert them into the strawberries. And by introducing them into the strawberries then are less vulnerable to cold weather. And they can grow even in colder weather as well. So you have strawberries in the first few weeks of winter. So what's the story with these cells? So maybe there is a problem, says Rav Shlomo Zalman. Kevin she'anoshim metaplim b'chalkikim ho'ele, since people are dealing with these chalkikim, these cells, u'ma'avirim oisom mimin echod l'sheni, and they're using them to transfer from one item to another item, harei ze choshiv mamash k'nire le'einayim. It has the same halacha as nire le'einayim. And it can't be compared at all to toloim, which you can't see. I think this is a reference to Rav Moshe's tshuva, that where he says that toloim she'enom nirim is poshut, that don't have a din of toloim. And Rav Shlomo Zalman is, of course, maskim to that. And kol ha'goyim v'tzadikim, as Rav Moshe says, everybody's maskim to that. But nevertheless, where you go in a lab, and these items, these little cells, which are not nira la'ayin, are choshuv, they have a chashivas, they're using them, they could sell them, they have value, and they're using them and they're transferring them from one item to another item. That's like we find in Poskim, a svara of achshevei, we got a certain inyonim, achshevei makes something also, on Pesach, Avodah Zarah, and various other places. So too, says Rav Shlomo Zalman, that machshevet has got a din of nira la'ayinayim. And Mimele, since it has a din of nira la'inayim, it has dinim mamash. Mimele, according to this, avada, you can't take cells from a novella to create meat because it'll have the din of a novella. It never lost the din of a novella throughout the transformation. If you take them from bosor, it'll have a din of bosor. But what would be the halacha if you take it from an egg? You take it from a fertilized chicken egg, which is not fleishik. So lechoyre, you have enough kimina. If the reason we're saying that the bosor has a din of bosor is because what I have before Neinu is what it is, it looks like bosor, so it is bosor. So now I have a piece of chicken which looks like chicken, so it's chicken. It'll be bosor, midarabonon, like every other psar oif. Whereas if you say the svara that Rav Shlomo Zalman is saying, that it's got the same din of the original thing, because being cells, being that it came through the cells, doesn't in any way change anything. So Mimele has a din of bosor because it went through cells which were bosor, which came from bosor. This piece of meat might have a din of a chicken. Ad kan, the people that I wanted to talk about, these are the svaras that the poskim are talking about. Lemaisa lehalocha lemaisa, I think the maskon of the poskim is that this bosor is fleishig, and it's also to eat it with cholov. In fact, one of the poskim went as far as to say that just like the bosor has a din of bosor, if a person were to take a cell from a piece of hide from an animal and put it in a bioreactor and make leather out of it and make sefer Torah and mezuzahs, cloth, that would also have a din of cloth, lekula, and you could use it for sefer Torah and mezuzahs.